The primary elections for the Democratic and Republican parties won't take place until June, but candidates for the 119 positions across the state aren't wasting any time. So far, 20 people have collected signatures to get their name on the primary ballot, substantially more than in previous years. To talk about the large numbers of people bypassing the normal caucus route, I talked with Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams. So Wayne, there was 20 candidates that were able to collect petitions to be on the primary ballot. Is that correct?
We had 20 candidates who turned in at least some signatures. Our process is that we then go through those and analyze them as to see which of them met the criteria to make the ballot.
What type of requirements do these petitions have?
So the signature requirements vary with the size of the district. So that a large district attorney's race, for example, if you were in the 18th Judicial District, which has both Arapahoe and Douglas, as well as Lincoln and Elbert counties, you would need a much larger number than if you're in a rural district that has a lot fewer people in it. Probably the most relevant one, we had four people turn in petitions for United States Senate. That requirement is 1,500 signatures from your party within each of Colorado's seven districts. So a total of 10,500 signatures, but they have to be distributed around the state.
Wow. And from my understand, there's a little bit of a favor for the first one across the finish line, or the first one to turn their petitions in.
Right. Under Colorado law, you can only sign a petition for one candidate. And so if you sign multiple candidates' petitions, the one that is counted is the one that is turned in first. It is challenging to get the signatures, and so most candidates who are running at a statewide level typically hire folks that typically run somewhere in the neighborhood of $200,000 to $300,000. The method of going through the assembly is a much more economical process, but you have to be able to get the 30% of the vote there.
Yeah, and in a tumultuous year like this year, that's not always a guarantee.
Well, and with about a dozen candidates running for the U.S. Senate on the Republican side, it's very difficult if all dozen went through the assembly for even one potentially to get the 30%, and that's why four of them have chosen to turn in petitions instead.
Going forward past the primary, is this fall going to be extra busy for you guys at the Secretary of State's office?
You know, in every state in the nation, the presidential race is always the race that people are most heavily involved in. In Colorado, our last presidential election had 2.6 million voters. In contrast, the gubernatorial election 2 years ago had 2 million voters. And so we have 600,000 Coloradans who are not ones who typically vote in every election, but when it comes to president, they do get involved. And so both the county clerks and our office are working very hard to be ready for this influx of additional voters. We want everyone to always be able to participate. We make it easy to do that in Colorado. Coloradans are usually very involved in the process, and particularly when it comes to a presidential race.
That was Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams. The state's Department of Revenue issued a health and safety warning for marijuana cultivated by Western Slope commercial grower Acme Healing Center of Ridgeway. This is Lynn Granger with the DOR.
We are issuing these public health and safety advisories because the Department of Agriculture has identified pesticide residues on marijuana plants. The marijuana still at the cultivation facility is then placed on administrative hold and will remain in the cultivation facility until the matter is resolved. However, to address any marijuana that has reported as having left the cultivation facility before the administrative hold, we are issuing these advisories to ensure public health and safety.
Acme joined about a dozen other growers currently under pesticide investigation. The state recently passed new rules and regulations for pesticide use, along with an executive order from Governor Hickenlooper. So far, none of the investigations opened have been concluded. Concerned consumers can find more information on the Department of Revenue's website. Major roadwork is now underway in Ridgeway. KVNF's Laura Palmisano has more.
For the first time in Ridgeway's 125-year history, streets in downtown will be paved. The project also calls for widening State Highway 62 through town and adding a turn lane. The Colorado Department of Transportation is overseeing the construction. Nancy Shanks, a CDOT spokeswoman, says crews are now working on a temporary parking lot.
So that will help folks out while we are working around other parking areas and restricting some parking. Into next week, as that temporary parking lot gets finished up, they will start doing the first resurfacing work on some downtown streets, the first one being Lena. We have a lot of preliminary work to do, utilities, drainage, things like that, before we really dive into the asphalt resurfacing.
Shank says construction could last into November and should pick up again in spring 2017. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Republicans in the Colorado Senate have removed money from the state budget meant to help implement the federal Clean Power Plan. But as Ben to Berkeley reports, the issue is far from settled because Democrats and the governor want that money to remain in the budget.
The U.S. Supreme Court put a halt to the Environmental Protection Agency's effort to reduce greenhouse gases until legal challenges can be resolved. That's one of the reasons why Republican Senator Tim Neville of Littleton says the state shouldn't be paying for it. He also thinks it would hurt Colorado.
The hundreds and thousands of Colorado jobs that have been destroyed by the EPA, jobs in coal, jobs in transportation, jobs in oil and gas, jobs in proven energy sources.
Republicans want to eliminate upwards of three positions from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, equivalent to what they believe Colorado is currently spending on the Clean Power Plan. Democratic Senator Matt Jones of Longmont says it's the wrong approach.
It's not helpful to put people's jobs at risk because we're mad about something. We should be doing things to protect health.
Governor John Hickenlooper, meanwhile, says it's somewhat of a moot point because regardless of what happens to the federal Clean Power Plan in the courts, he says Colorado has its own plan to make the air cleaner.
Fighting over one or two positions seems the height of ridiculousness in terms of partisan politics. What we want to be looking at is how do we get to cleaner air? Our full intention is to get to, and probably in many cases, exceed what the goals were in the Clean Power Plan.
Originally, the Budget Committee, which is evenly split between Democrats and Republicans, couldn't agree on the issue and stripped all money for the state's Air Quality Control Division. But neither party wants to cut the entire division and the 95 positions that issue permits and monitor air quality. It will likely be up to the bipartisan Joint Budget Committee to try and hammer out a compromise. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
That was the regional news from KVNF. I'm Jake Ryan.